you would put one of one for each, in each hole you would put one
post.
Mm-hmm. And you know the stone wall.
Mm-hmm.
If you had chickens.
That's what you do before the Watergate Committee.
If you had chickens,
yeah,
and you wanted to fool your chickens into laying, what would you put on them?
That's not nice. Some kind of round object to make them think they had an egg.
Mm-hmm. Have you?
Yeah.
What, do you have any suggestions for that?
Bowling ball, football. No. That's just a small round object to make them think they've been there before.
How would you describe your best dishes?
China.
Yeah, if you had an egg mantis, what would you call it?
China egg.
What would you carry water in to out of the well?
A bucket.
What would it be made of?
Oak.
What about, would you have another kind, something smaller or bigger that you might call a different name? You might use for milk, for instance.
A pail.
Mm-hmm. Is it larger or smaller or made of a different material?
A pail is made out of metal.
What kind of metal?
Galvanized tin.
What about what you would feed the pigs out of? Has all your scraps in it.
A swamp bucket or something?
Is there any difference in it and a pail or another bucket?
I might drink out of the pail, but not the swamp bucket. I don't know.
What do you fry eggs in?
A pan. A skillet.
A skillet?
Yeah.
And what do you have, what is a heavy iron vessel with a large opening? Might be black.
Cast iron pot.
Uh-huh. Have you ever called it anything else? Like you might remember seeing somewhere a big old black thing out in an open fire,
mm-hmm,
boiling things in it.
You mean where we made our lye soap?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a pot. It's all
what about a tea?
Kettle?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's on the stove. It's made out of copper.
Have you ever used anything like that with a top on it?
A pan?
Well, like you could put on top of the stove or inside it, and it has like a top. It's about
like a Dutch oven? Or?
What do you call a container that you plant some sort of flowers in?
Flower pot.
What about if you had cut flowers? What would you put those in?
A vase.
What do you call your eating utensil?
Addie, Maxine, and Laverne. A knife, a fork, and a spoon.
What would you call more than one of each of these?
Spoons, knives, forks.
Mm-hmm. If the dishes are all dirty, you say, mm-hmm, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must. The dishes.
Wash the dishes.
After you wash the dishes, you
dry the dishes.
Oh, in between that.
Rinse?
Right.
Goodness.
And what do you call a cloth or rag when you're washing the dishes?
Washcloth.
What about when you want to bathe your face? What do you use for that?
Hand towel.
Mm-hmm. And do you have different kinds of towels, like you use in the kitchen or the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference in them? Do you call them different things?
Yeah. The ones in the bathroom are called bath towels or washcloths. You can have tea towels in the kitchen. Or a little... whatever you wipe the dishes with.
Alright.
Dish towels.
Dish towels.
Sure.
Out in the backyard, if you wanted to attach your hose, what would you attach it to?
Water faucet.
If it got so cold last night that all the pipes did what?
Froze.
And?
Burst.